The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband. How are you, Pat Devaney?
Very good. How are you today, Jackie?
Great. We're also with attorney Richard Finucci. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Rick.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you might have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, go to the live Dunmore Corners webcam, click on that, and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
You've been having some technical difficulties with that webcam lately, but yeah. Is it all...
Oh, it's all straightened out. All right. Now you just click on it and see what's going on at the corners.
Okay, view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is also mobile friendly. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, attorney Richard Finucci, how long have you been an attorney and what type of practice do you have, please?
Well, again, I want to thank you both for having me back on your show. It's a pleasure to be here. Jackie, Pat, I've been practicing law 26 years now. I have my own practice. Our firm is Finucci and Colcharno. We're located on Main Street in Blakely. Our practice consists mainly of real estate law, both commercial and residential, municipal law, estate and elder law, and criminal defense. My partner is Corey Colcharno, who practices with me.
I just want to say how important it is to get an attorney when you're doing a real estate deal. I knew this one fella. Oh, boy. He came in. He says, I don't need an attorney. I'm going to write my own deed. I'm going to do my own search and everything. So he wrote his own deed and he recorded it. Now, where would be the problem with him is that when he went to sell the property, if he didn't write it properly, is that where he would run into the problem?
Usually, Patrick. Yes, yeah. Usually. Although any situation, any amount of problems can arise during the course of the ownership or alleged ownership as well. So it is, I agree with you. It is very important to have a experienced real estate attorney, whether you're a seller or a buyer.
Well, I've been practicing real estate for 23 years, and I have to say that these days, these transactions are just really complex. There's a lot of problems and situations that are arising that I've never seen before. Every day seems to be a new surprise. And although I have sometimes people that have purchased real estate or sold real estate over the years, I still find myself in a discussion with many, many people, I don't need an attorney. And that amazes me.
You know, Jackie, over the course of the years, that has seemed to be the predominant philosophy, and that has drastically changed in the last several years. I mean, our laws are changing constantly. There are disclosure laws now. I know that, you know, being a member of the Realtors Association, you see your contracts ever changing because the laws are changing, and more so, the lending laws have gotten so intense, particularly in the past year. It is almost impossible to navigate without an experienced real estate agent or attorney guiding you.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I understand people need to watch, you know, how they spend, and but that is not the area to cut costs.
The biggest purchase you're going to make in your lifetime, spend a few $100 and get an attorney and have it done properly.
Or when you're selling it.
You need it on both ends.
Right. So absolutely. Okay. So that's preaching done for the day.
Right.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into it.
Now we're going to get into why we're really here today. We're talking to you. We would love to hear your take, legal advice about tax sales and upset sales and the difference in judicial tax sales to a regular upset sale tax sale.
Well, Jackie, first, it's important to understand the devices that allow us to get to these sales and what these sales actually are. The Real Estate Tax Sales Act and the Municipal Claims and Tax Lien Act govern most of these things that we're going to speak about this morning regarding tax upset sales and tax judicial sales. There are basically three main ways for a tax claim bureau to sell the property of someone who is delinquent on their real estate taxes. The first way is through the upset tax sale. The second way is through a judicial tax sale. And then the third way is through a private sale, whether it's a private sale after the upset sale or after the judicial sale, which we call repository sales. We'll talk about those a little bit more later on. All of these sales must start with what's known as the upset tax sale. And an upset tax sale is authorized by statute. It's done once a year in every county, usually between second Monday in September and first of October is when most counties will list them. And it's for people who have become 2 years or more delinquent on their real estate taxes. And they get put into what is the tax upset sale, meaning that the tax claim bureau is seeking to sell your property to the highest bidder in exchange for payment of the taxes.
So unless you come current with your taxes.
Correct.
Because you can come current.
You can. Okay. A property owner has a right up to the day of sale to come in and pay the claim off and have the lien discharged. But otherwise, it's a divestiture if it goes through a sale of the owner's interest and the taxing body's ability to recollect.
Okay. So can anybody buy at a tax sale? What are the requirements of a purchaser?
Well, for the most part, anybody can buy, although the law does, and Lackawanna County does have their own rules, but the law sets forth certain minimum requirements. Number one, you cannot be a bidder at a tax sale, whether it's an upset sale or judicial sale, if you yourself owe delinquent taxes to the municipality in which the property you're seeking to bid on is located, or you are more than a year's delinquent on any of your own taxes anywhere. So those are some conditions that they set on you, and bidders are required to sign an affidavit to that effect that they are eligible to bid. You also have to have, if you're become the successful bidder, you must have your money that day, paid.
So in form of?
Cashiers or certified check.
Right. Okay. Are these bidders able to, when they go in to bid on the properties, do they get to see the properties? Are they just buying them sight unseen?
Well, Jackie, that's a great question, and that is going to depend on the bidder. And I often guide people who call me, and particularly those who are trying for the first time to get involved in this and get a good deal.
Well, everybody wants a good deal. And these really get everybody's attention, and they frantically have to have the property, right?
Yeah. Well, I have to.
The problem becomes, Jackie, that you don't have the ability, a bidder does not have the ability to actually, in most cases, get inside the property. So the best that a bidder, potential bidder, could do is, do a drive-by, maybe walk the perimeter of the property. You're risking, trespassing and things like that. But, even a property that may seem, beautiful and worthwhile on the outside,
Can be a disaster.
Right. Often I've had clients actually that got burnt on a situation like that where it looked pretty good. The house looked stable, was in good shape, seemed to be fairly well maintained. They got inside. There was no furnace. There was no pipes. The house had been, no sink, no utilities. Everything was stripped. So they got
burnt. So even at the amount, which is if they're bidding on a property, they're often getting it for a good deal. Even at that amount, that good deal, they still got burnt.
Yes, they got burnt in that particular situation. But that's not to say that you can't get a good deal at one of these. But here's the key.
All right.
You must do your homework. You need to know what you're doing, what to look for. And the biggest thing about a tax upset sale is that if you purchase a property from a tax upset sale, you don't get any warranty of title. You don't get any warranty of the condition of the property. Any liens that are of record remain attached to the property. So
you don't have time to do a title search and inspection.
You know, when I say you need to do your homework, part of the things that
prior.
A potential bidder needs to do is do a title search, go look at the property, find out as much about the property, the history, see if there's any mortgages on it, see if there's any liens against it, IRS liens, you know, mortgage liens, all these things stay attached to the property.
And there's no seller's disclosure.
None.
And what if they owe a mortgage on it?
It remains attached. You know, the mortgage holder, the bank remains protected. And when the Tax Claim Bureau does the, list the property for a sale, they're only required by law to notify the owner. They don't have to notify the lien holder, although very often most lenders will stay pretty much on top of whether a person's delinquent on their taxes or not. If anybody has taken a mortgage in the past several years, you will notice that you will always see a fee at their closing for what's called a tax service fee. And that's to pay the bank a fee to have a company, sometimes a third party company, monitor your whether you're paying your taxes every year and then give a red flag to the bank if you're not. Because a tax sale is one of the few things that can come between an owner's ownership interest and a bank's first lien interest in the property.
Okay.
It could divest the bank's rights, and they don't want to see that. So they're going to be pretty darn sure that the taxes are paid. And very often banks will step in and pay the taxes at the last minute if it's going to sale.
Uh-huh.
To protect their own interests.
And what if somebody's living in the house and they don't want to leave? What do you do then?
Well, there's different procedures that are required when the notices are sent out, when it's occupied or not. But the bank will step in, Patrick, and pay the taxes. That doesn't mean they actually acquire ownership. Very often, an unpaid tax will also be a default of the loan documents, so it may trigger a foreclosure, which is a whole separate action that we intend to speak about in a future show. But the bank will step in and then go after the property owner for reimbursement.
Of course. Now, you mentioned the type of deed that one would obtain as when they successfully bid on one of these properties. It's called a quit claim.
It's a tax deed. It's the Tax Claim Bureau is authorized by statute. They step into the shoes of the owner, so they become a trustee grantor. So once the gavel falls at the sale, which is done auction style, and you are a successful bidder, the bidder immediately acquires an equitable interest in that property from the time the hammer falls until the time that the deed is transferred from the Tax Claim Bureau as trustee into the successful bidder. That often can take up to 6 months, usually 2 to 3 months. There's certain things that have to be done post sale. The Tax Claim Bureau has to get a confirmation from the court of all the sales. Basically, it's the court signing off and approving the sale. That can take at least 2 months. But the deed that you get is a tax deed. And as I said earlier, there's no warranty of title in that deed. It's arguably a fee simple deed, what we call, which means you have, good ownership. But honestly, it's more like a quit claim deed because they're just saying we're transferring to you ownership rights and nothing else. Whatever's there is there. So not only are you risking, again, if you don't do your homework, you don't know really what you're getting. You're risking bad title, which title is everything in ownership of property. And you're risking, the unknown about the condition of the property.
So what I'm hearing here is due diligence. If you're interested in purchasing a tax sale, if anybody is, do your homework, which is title search, which is extremely important. And I often find that people that want these deals do not want to spend out of pocket money prior to, what a savings in the long run if they do their homework.
That's so true. The rule applies of the term caveat emptor, which is buyer beware, and that definitely applies to a tax upset sale proceeding.
Okay. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom home conveniently located at 635 South Blakely Street in Dunmore for only $73,000. This home has been meticulously cared for and it is priced to sell. It has low taxes of only $1,050 a year. The laundry room is on the first floor, and the lower level was once a storefront, but it's now used as a workshop. That's a 3-bedroom home in Dunmore, located at 635 South Blakely Street for only $73,000, and that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Okay, before we go to break, today we have with us attorney Richard Finucci. We're talking about tax sales today, and I would like to have your contact information, please.
Well, most certainly, Jackie. Again, my address is 240 Main Street in Blakely, Pennsylvania. It's located in Lackawanna County. Our phone number is 570-383-0652, and our website is www.FinucciColcharno.com.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning again. Very interesting stuff today.
Yes, I feel enlightened.
Yes.
This is a part of our business that we don't really have a lot to do with, but we have with us today attorney Richard Finucci. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for being back. We were talking in the first half of the show about tax sales, upset sales. That's where we are focused right now. Before we get back into our discussion, how long have you been practicing law and what type of law do you practice?
We've been practicing 26 years, Jackie, and real estate, commercial and residential is a main part of our practice, along with municipal law, elder law, estate planning, and criminal defense.
And you're located?
On Main Street in Blakely. Lackawanna County.
Very conveniently located. Okay, so we're talking about the upset sale. Are there requirements that the Tax Claim Bureau has? Do they have certain procedures that are in place that they must follow?
Yes, Jackie. Statutorily, the legislature has mandated that the Tax Claim Bureau, before they can sell someone's property, they have to provide notice. And notice, honestly, is the key to a successful sale. Notice consists basically of three things. The law requires that the property owner, and only the property owner, be notified by certified mail, return receipt requested at least 30 days prior to the scheduled sale. And there are certain requirements as to what has to be in that letter, you know, that including language that your property is going to be sold for possibly a fraction of its price at a sale on this date. The second thing is publication. It has to be published in a newspaper of general circulation and the legal publication for the designated county. In case of Lackawanna, it's the Lackawanna Jurist. And the final thing is the property needs to be posted. So often you would see, a notice posted on the front door, similar to what would happen if there was a foreclosure or a sheriff's sale scheduled. You have to post the property. If those three things are not done and done properly, it could void the entire sale. So another risk that the potential bidder has to be aware of as to whether, you know, they're going to rely on that the Tax Claim Bureau did everything they were supposed to do. And as an attorney, occasionally for the Tax Claim Bureau, I can tell you that they are, especially in Lackawanna County, very, very good and diligent about making sure that the proper procedures are followed. Ron Kolgeski does an outstanding job in that office.
Well, so, I wanted to ask a question because you said the third requirement is to post. And so the posting occurs, and that's the notice that's placed on a window or a door, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually the front door.
Front door, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So it goes missing.
Well, it's
because it's taped.
Once it's posted, as long as they could show and prove that it was posted, the tax claim bureau is not responsible. What happens after that?
So they
very often an owner who will not be too happy that the posting was put on the door will often rip it off,
remove it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And they're not tax claim bureau is not held responsible for that.
Okay.
So now I'm looking through the paper a month before, and I say, oh my God, the $300,000 house is for sale for $20,000. I have to have it.
Right.
That's not true. A deal, if it's too good to be true, it's not true.
That's very true, Patrick, and very often in the case of tax upset sales, that it really sometimes is too good
because
to be true.
Because that's the only bill you see is the tax, and then there's the mortgage, and then there's 500 liens against it.
Exactly. You know, Patrick, most people are very good about staying up on paying their utilities and their taxes. They know that it's an obligation. You fall behind in your taxes, and it could be for a lot of reasons, but that usually is a sign that there's other financial distress there. So chances are you're going to be behind on a mortgage. Very few properties don't have mortgages anymore, especially more higher priced properties. And usually there's other things out there, IRS liens, judgment creditor liens, things like that.
Right. So this shouldn't be an impulse buy.
No. Again, do your homework. This process and thinking you're going to get something, get a deal, is not for the weak of heart. It is not for the inexperienced. You need to hire a professional to guide you, hopefully, and recommended an experienced real estate attorney.
Excellent advice. I agree with that. What happens when a property does not sell?
Great question.
At an upset sale.
And very often that'll happen, Jackie, for all of the reasons that we just spoke about this morning, that, you know, often, you know, there might be 100 and some properties listed on any given sale annually, up to 500. And not all of those sell. And if they don't sell for the reasons that we discussed, because there's something else there, why would somebody come in and pay the taxes and not get good title or be stuck with a lien on the property? So when it doesn't sell, the gavel bangs, the sale is you know, it's deemed no sale. And what happens then is two things. The property could go two places. One, the County Tax Claim Bureau can sell the property after it goes through an upset sale at a private sale, which is basically a private bid by somebody for the minimum due. But more often than not, it's going to go to the next phase, which is the judicial tax sale. And that's the device where a bidder can get a very good deal. Because unlike the tax upset sale, Jackie, the judicial sale, which, by the way, is also scheduled once a year in every county, you get title free and clear of any and all liens that may be on the property, even the lien of a mortgage lender, judgment creditor, etc. So if you're looking for the true good deal, this is the best bet for a potential bidder: buy a property through a judicial tax sale. However, it's not for the inexperienced. You need to do your homework. You need to know what it is you're buying and what's out there.
So do you need to do a title search?
Yes. That's highly recommended.
Just in case things were missed?
Just in case. The way the judicial sale works is after the upset sale, which again in Lackawanna County is usually every September, the judicial sales have in the past several years been scheduled anywhere from the end of February through the end of April. And it's once a year. And the Tax Claim Bureau has a team of experienced attorneys. They have a title search done. Then they assign the file to the attorney. The attorney's job is to review the title search, prepare a judicial petition to the court, requesting the court to sell this property for unpaid taxes. So it's a court proceeding, hence the term judicial. So the attorney, and I can tell you that we have some really good experienced attorneys who work on these every year, are very diligent about making sure, and again, notice is the key, not only in the judicial sale as the upset sale, but very important. And our attorneys make sure that every possible owner, heirs, devisees, parties in interest, judgment creditors, you know, in an upset sale, they're not notified. In a judicial sale, they have to be notified. are notified. And that's the key to having a successful sale. And bidders rely on that it's done properly. But again, there's always, at the beginning of every judicial sale, there's a cautionary scripture read, you know, by the gavel man who's heading the sale, saying, you know, we do everything we can to make sure this is clean, but you're still buying this at risk.
And what type of deed is obtained?
You actually get a judicial sale tax deed, and not too much different than the upset sale tax deed as far as form. The difference is the procedure that that deed just went through. You know, you get good, free and clear title.
Okay, so the judicial tax sale is the one that is the deal.
Right, not the upset tax.
Not the upset. And this is where people can rest better, but still should do their homework.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, they don't get to see the property.
Yeah, same as the other upset sale. You're buying it, for the most part, sight unseen. You know, you don't get to go inside these properties. You, again, drive by, walk the perimeter.
There's no disclosures, legally went through a process. There's still no disclosures.
Right.
So there's a lot of unknown. A
lot of unknown.
Okay. So typically most judicial tax sale properties sell at that auction?
More sell than not, Jackie. We've seen an increased percentage of last many years. I've been one of the attorneys on the judicial tax sales now for 6 years, and I've seen myself a higher increase of property sold versus not sold. It's you know, there's always going to be those properties that just have something about them that is just not marketable. That's just not
appealing.
Desirable. Yes. Appealing. Exactly. And you're going to have a fair share of those. You know, in recent years, the assessor's office has done an outstanding job of getting properties that had not been previously on the tax rolls, lost land, I'll say, particularly in the city of Scranton. And a lot of properties in the city of Scranton had gone, you know, delinquent for quite a long time. The city itself is now starting to do their own municipal tax sales, which they're allowed to do under their charter. It's a little different than ours, but they've been allowing more and more properties to be included in the county judicial tax sale because it's worthwhile for them to get these properties back on the tax rolls. And, you know, that's really what it's about. That I can assure you that no attorney working for the Tax Claim Bureau, Ron Kiljeski, the deputy director of the Tax Claim Bureau, no judge wants to see someone lose their property, particularly someone's home. And they are a little more sympathetic when it's your home versus a commercial property. But point is, everybody has to pay their taxes. The last thing they want to do is sell the property. And they do provide property owners every benefit prior to getting to that drastic measure if you're really genuine and you have a problem and you come upon tough times. I've seen them work with people over and over.
Yes, I've had those conversations too as a listing agent.
Now, a home is going through a judicial sale. What happened to all those creditors that had the lien holders on the property? What happened to them?
Well, Patrick, they have to be notified to make the judicial sale proper, and that's one of the things that the attorneys do. But once they're notified, they're on notice. Sometimes they may step in and object, particularly a mortgage holder, a bank. Sometimes they just let it go. As long as they're notified, they will lose their lien. Their lien will be forever divested if they don't take any action.
Okay.
May I have your contact information?
Certainly. My address is 240 Main Street, Blakely. That's in Lackawanna County. My phone number is 570-383-0652, and our website is www.finuccicolciarno.com.
Thank you, Attorney Richard Finucci, for a really good discussion today on tax sales. We appreciate your time. We'd like to ask you back next week so we can discuss foreclosures, share sales, and short sales.
I'd be delighted and look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks, Pat.
Yes, we have a well-maintained two-unit. It's a side-by-side at 825-827 Jackson Street in Dixon City for only $82,000. This building has a two-bedroom apartment with two baths and a three-bedroom apartment.
It has modern kitchens and modern baths. It has a first floor laundry. It also has a large yard and off-street parking in the rear. This could be a great investment property. That's a two-unit in Dixon City at 825-827 Jackson Street for only $82,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.